water off her shoulders onto the entryway tile.
Wavonna, sweetie, I'm your Aunt Brenda.
It was a voice I didn't recognize, the way she pitched her voice high, falsely bright, and gave Sue an anxious look.
Is she okay?
As okay as she ever is. She didn't say a word to me on the drive over. The foster family she's been with this week, they said she was quiet as a mouse.
Has she been to a doctor?
She went, but she wouldn't let anyone touch her. She kicked two nurses and punched the doctor.
My mother's eyes went wide and Leslie took a step back.
Okay then, Mom cooed. Do you have some clothes in your bag there, Wavonna? Let's get you into something dry, okay?
She must have expected Wavy to fight her, but when she reached for the grocery bag, Wavy let it go. My mother opened it and frowned at the contents.
Where are the rest of her clothes?
That's it, Sue said. She came to us wearing a man's undershirt. Those are the clothes the foster family got together for her.
I'm sure Amy has something she can wear for now.
Putting her hands on her knees to get Wavy's height, Sue said,
Wavonna, I'm going to go now, and you're going to stay here with your aunt. Do you understand?
The grown-ups talked to Wavy like she was a little kid, but at 5 she made a very adult gesture, a curt nod to dismiss Sue.
After Sue was gone, the four of us stood in the entryway, staring. Mom, Leslie, and I at Wavy. Wavy seemed to have X-ray vision, staring through the living room wall at the Venus oil lamp that hung on the other side. How did she know it was there to stare at it?
Well, why don't we go upstairs and get Wavonna into some dry clothes, Mom said.
In my room, Wavy stood between the two beds dripping onto the rug. Mom looked anxious, but I was thrilled to have my real live cousin in my room.
Here, Amy, why don't you help her unpack while I get a towel?
Mom retreated, leaving us alone. I opened an empty drawer and unpacked Wavy's bag, another hand-me-down sundress as threadbare as the one she had on, 2 pairs of panties, an undershirt, a flannel nightgown, and a new baby doll, smelling of fresh plastic.
This will be your dresser.
I didn't want to sound like my mother, like an adult. I wanted Wavy to like me. After I put the clothes in the drawer, I held the doll out to her.
Is this your baby?
She looked at me. Really looked at me. And that's how I knew her eyes weren't brown. Her head moved left, right, back to center. No.
Well, we can put it in here to keep it safe, I said.
Mom returned with a towel, which she tried to put over Wavy's dripping hair. Before Mom could touch her, Wavy snatched the towel away and dried her own hair. After a moment of stunned silence, Mom said,
"Let's find something for you to wear."
She laid out panties and an undershirt on the bed. Without any embarrassment, Wavy peeled off the sundress and dropped it on the floor before stepping out of her tennis shoes. She was almost as bony as the kids in the UNICEF ads, her ribs sticking out through the dry cotton undershirt she put on. I offered her my favorite corduroy pants and plaid shirt, but she shook her head. With her thumb and first finger, she plucked at an invisible skirt. Mom looked helpless.
She wants her dress, I said.
She needs something warmer. So I went into my closet and found a Christmas party dress I hated the one time I wore it. Navy velvet with a lace collar, it was too big for Wavy, but it suited her. With her hair already drying to blonde wisps, she looked like she had stepped out of an old photograph. At lunch, Wavy sat at the table but didn't eat anything. Same thing at dinner and breakfast the next morning.
Please, sweetie, just try a bite.
Mom looked exhausted, and she'd only been a stay-at-home aunt one day. I love my mother. She was a good mother. She did arts and crafts projects with us, baked with us, and took us to the park. Until we were practically teenagers, Mom tucked us into bed every night. Whatever Wavy needed, it wasn't that. The first night, Mom tucked Wavy and me into bed, me with my Winnie the Pooh, and Wavy with the baby doll she said wasn't hers. As soon as Mom left the room, Wavy threw off her covers and I heard the thud of the doll hitting the floor.